Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Quantum Spy by David Ignatius, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini. Prologue, Seattle, Washington. A cold mist hovered over Lake Washington, a vaporous green after a morning of rain, when John Vandal arrived in Seattle. The CIA official had traveled from Washington to visit an electronics engineer named Jason Schmidt, who ran a small, privately owned computer company that hadn't yet built its first product. The plant was a low-rise brick building on the southern end of the lake, near the Boeing factory in Renton. A sign announced the initials of the company, QED, short for Quantum Engineering Dynamics, etched in cobalt blue. Vandal rang the buzzer. He was a lean, putty-faced man with a bad haircut that spiked short gray hairs in odd directions. His complexion was scarred. His body had an elastic bend at the joints. The only things that sparkled were the slate-gray eyes that retained an intense focus, even when the rest of him was slack. He was wearing a rumpled black suit and carrying a briefcase. The doorbell stuck for a moment. It was answered eventually by a young woman in a black t-shirt, with three small diamond studs in one ear and a silver piercing through her eyebrow. The building had a musty odor, as if it had once been something else. A round-faced man wearing a knit shirt and a jacket bearing the company logo walked toward Vandal. He looked like he hadn't been outdoors in a year. "I'm Jason Schmidt," he said shyly. "I guess I'm the boss."
"I'm Mr. Green," said Vandal. "Do you have someplace quiet where we can talk?"